6 Productions.
Well, I got the clap and I can't pee. It burns, burns, burns. When I pee, when I pee.
This is Garth Brooks. Happy New Year.
It's a prank caller.
Happy New Year!
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Aw, Blake, do you realize that this song isn't actually a country song? Do you need me to pick the music for the show too? I mean, seriously, Blake, you need to get together. So anyway, welcome everyone to a very special episode of It Burns When I Pee. We are celebrating our final show of 2007 with Hank Cash Record Release Party. We have a great interview with Handsome Cash from the band, and we're going to debut some songs from their new album. Thanks to the band, we have tons of t-shirts and CDs to give away as well. These guys kick ass, and you will love them. We are also going to feature our newest skit entitled Jeb and Billy. So as usual, we would like to prompt you to crack open a PBR and sit back and enjoy another episode of It Burns When I Pee.
Okay, let's do this Happy New Year song. One, two, three, four. Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. Raise the glass and pour the punch. Grab some potatoes and bite up munch. Let's celebrate the birth of the new year.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 11 of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that kicks pop country in the nuts. Episode 11 is focused on the Hank Cash record release party. That's right, folks. Our good buddies from Germany, Hank Cash, have got their CD together and got it ready to sell. So I thought, what a more fitting episode than to have the Hank Cash record release party here on It Burns When I Pee. Along with the interview, we're going to play a few songs from their new album. One of them is a original song called Out of Gasoline. We're also going to play their rendition of Wrecked Old 97. And we're going to play another one of their original songs called Just Can't Get Away. So, tons of great Hank Cash music. Going to have a huge Hank Cash giveaway later on the show. We've got a brand new skit entitled Jeb and Billy. And I want to thank Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio for producing it. I wrote it up and sent it to him, see what he thought about it. Next thing I know, he sends it back completely done. So, got to give all the credit to Howard on that one. We also have a voicemail from our contest winner from the Joe Buck contest. His name is Chad Thompson. You'll hear hearing from him later on. I have also got lined up on the queue a song from Lefty Frizzell, going old school there. We're going to play a David Allan Coe song that I don't know if y'all are familiar with, but we're going to play that, and we're going to play maybe an extra bonus song at the end. We're going to go ahead and start the show off with an artist named Christian Williams. Christian sent me a few songs quite a long time ago and haven't gotten to him yet, and I really felt bad, but Christian, sorry it took so long, buddy. Christian Williams and his song, Preacher. Check it out, bitches.
Last night I heard the voice of God. Its tone was sharp and stern. He said I'd sinned and done him wrong, that I deserve to burn. He said that he'd seen everything I tried so hard to hide. I felt the guilt wash over me. I hung my head and cried.
set of rules are plain to see. They're written in my book, but you've ignored the men I've sent to tell you where to look. These selfless men want nothing more than to save your helpless soul. They do my will, so they've been blessed with fingers ringed with gold. Son, if you believe, if you love only me, you'll cast away all earthly gods and give me your money. You'll choose to live with chosen men and learn to separate those heathen folks from those who know how to show their love with hate. Sleep. But it was just the ravings of the preacher on TV.
Hey, Jeb. How long are we going to stay out here? We haven't seen a deer all morning.
We haven't seen one because you won't shut the hell up.
I'm just saying. It's cold as shit out here, and we ain't seen no deer in 4 hours.
We'll stay out here a little longer and then go back to the trailer.
Hey, Jeb. Can I talk to you about something? Well, personal?
Sure, Billy. What's up?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing. But lately, it's been burning whenever I pee.
Dude, what the hell? You need to talk to a doctor or something. I don't want to hear about your pisser not working.
Come on, Jeb. You're my best friend. And I'm worried.
Well, have you been picking up those three-teeth girls again from Soap and Suds?
No, man. I quit taking those fat girls home when that one ruptured my spleen, which was on top of me. Plus, I've been seeing your sister for about a month now.
Are you saying my sister gave you something? If that's what you're saying, man, I'm going to use my last bullet on you, motherfucker.
No. I'm just saying that sex isn't the reason that this is happening. It's got to be something else.
You know what? I was listening to this podcast at section86.com, and it's called It Burns When I Pee. They say that if you're listening to pop country, that it could cause it to burn when you pee. Could that be why?
You know what? That makes sense. Your sister really likes pop country, and she likes to play Keith Urban CDs when we have sex. Could that be the reason, you think?
Dude. Seriously, I don't want to hear about you fucking my sister. If you're listening to Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, or any of them, then that is probably why it burns when you pee.
So, what do I do?
You need to go to section86.com and download all the episodes they have available. You also need to stop listening to all that shitty pop country.
All right. I guess I can give that a shot. I wonder if your sister will still want to have sex even though we won't have any pop country while she's giving it to me.
Seriously, I don't want to hear about you and my sister doing
it. All right, man. I'm sorry. So I guess that means you don't want to hear about how her lips gave my penis a big hug last night in the truck.
Dude, I warned you.
Hey, y'all. Tom from Twangville. And you're listening to It Burns When I Pee. Just remember, a little pain builds character. So keep the burn alive.
Again, folks, that was my man Christian Williams and his song Preacher. You like his music, definitely go to MySpace, type in his name, check him out, and let him know you heard him on It Burns When I Pee. And again, thank you, Christian, for being patient, buddy. Wanted to let everybody know the latest news on the It Burns When I Pee compilation CD. Yes, I know, I don't know how to spell compilation, but anyway. They're going to go on sale on January 18th. Send us a MySpace message or send us an email and reserve your copy now. I've already sold about 25 copies. I wanted to remind everybody that I'm only going to make 100 of them. So if you're interested in a copy, definitely send me a MySpace message or send us an email at burns1ip86@gmail.com. They're going to be $7 for U.S. residents, $10 for overseas residents. Not trying to jip you overseas guys, but it's a little bit more expensive to get them on the other side of the ocean. And $5 from each sale is going to go to the Hank Williams Museum. So if we get all 100 of these sold, that's $500 as a donation to the Hank Williams Museum in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm keeping track of everybody's name that does buy one, and your name will be on the list when we send the donation to the Hank Williams Museum. So I've posted an ad on our MySpace about the CD, so check it out if you need any more information from that. And I wanted to give a special thanks to Darren Anderson from the band Hallelujah. He helped with the cover art and did the painting, and he did an awesome job. Definitely get your orders in now, folks, though, because these CDs are going quick, and we're going to raise some money for the Hank Williams Museum. Well, it's an honor for me to kind of make this episode strictly about the band Hank Cash. They're one of my favorite bands now, and they're over in Germany. And I've been talking to them for quite a long time now, and you know, they've been working on the album, and the first thing I thought of, I was like, hey, let's have a record release party for you guys over here in the States. I have played a few of their songs, and I hope you guys have definitely caught wind of them and got an earful of them. They're an amazing band. They've done a lot of covers, but in this new album, they've got three or four songs that are original, and they're really starting to take off over in Germany, and we want to be the ones to help them take off here in the U.S. So if you like what you hear and you enjoy the interview, you definitely got to get a hold of their CD. Go over to their MySpace, let them know that you heard them here on It Burns When I Pee. So without further ado, one of my new favorite rockabilly bands, Hank Cash, and their song, Out of Gasoline. And after that, folks, goes right into the interview. Catch you on the other side. Out!
Heading down the motorway and gave a dancing speed. Then suddenly ran out of gasoline. All around was dark as night, but what the hell would you see? A Chinese ball of light and half battery. So we took that face and kicked out, walked beneath the railroad track. At last, I stepped in a sleepy bar, and all the guys blew me. I sure had run out of gasoline. A meaner stock came over asking if we want some beer. If so, he had a very nice idea. Cause all his friends of country band, we'd never reach the door. Look, playing that kind of music I'm sure for.
Thank you very much.
All right, welcome everybody back to episode 11 of It Burns When I Pee. It's our special Hank Cash record release party, and I have with me from the band Handsome Cash. How you doing, Handsome?
Hey, Blake, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. This has kind of been in the works for, I guess, about 4 months. We've been kind of talking back and forth and getting to know each other, so it's great to finally talk to you.
Yeah, it's excellent to hear your words on the phone, actually, and we've been sending emails, like you said, like 4 months ago. That was the time when we started and doing the record recording for our album, and it's a pretty long time. It was a tough time, but the album is right now produced, and everything's fine, and so it's all worth it, the whole stuff, and we're pretty lucky and glad to be on your show, Blake.
Well, let's go ahead and get kind of the basis of the band down. Who's all the members of the group, and how did you kind of get together?
All right, we're three guys, J.B. Strike on the Doghouse bass, and it's Johnny Allard playing the guitar and singing, and it's me on the Telecaster guitar. Johnny and me met like 10 years ago, and we've been friends since then, and we always wanted to do something together, and we had some musical projects before, but only like for weeks or something, for a contest or something, and we didn't ever get a band, and suddenly he was out of a band, I was out of a band, and this was in January 2006, and we decided to do a band, and where we both love real country and Johnny Cash and Hank Williams, we decided, hey, why not playing songs from Johnny Cash and from Hank Williams? And so we put together and we studied all the stuff and tried to play it, and the two of us only. And then we were looking for a bass player, and you know, Frankfurt, Germany is not really a live music city, so it's pretty hard to get a bass player, especially if you're looking for a doghouse bass player or a stand-up bass player. But we go for it. We had an ad in the newspaper and saying, hey, this is the ultimate Johnny Cash project, and we want a bass player. Less is more, no drums, nothing. And then JB called us, and that was really funny because he sent an email saying, since I was 10 years old, I've only listened to country and rockabilly, and this is my band. And so on the same day in the evening, he came to the rehearsal, and we just met and looked at each other and played some songs, and the band was complete.
Awesome.
We never, ever were looking for a drummer or something. Everything was exactly fine in March 2006, and this is when the Hank Cash was founded, if you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the group name obviously comes from two of your biggest influences, Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. Who are some of your other influences musically?
Oh, that's completely different within the band. So I got a list here. JV gave me the bass player. He gave me a list, because I'm going to tell you what he was listening to and is listening to right now. He says he's been listening to Western Swing, Country Boogie, Rockabilly, Old Time Country, Hank 3. And he wants me to give you some names like Webb Pierce, Ernest Tubb, Lefty Frizzell, Fern Young, Roy Acuff, or from the Rockabilly Corner, Mac Curtis, Charlie Feathers, Warren Smith. He's completely insane. He has like 2,000 records of country in his home. He's absolutely insane. This guy is awesome. And the musical background of Johnny Allard is more like punk rock. He used to sing and play in punk rock bands, but he came to country also like 10, 15 years ago, but he's kind of the punk part in the band. So when we play shows, he wears a Motorhead t-shirt and stuff. It doesn't really look like country. And me personally, my background is also, I've been listening to many kinds of music. I'm like starting from Beatles, Queen, Led Zeppelin, hard rock, and also when I was 15, I was really deeply in love with Mr. Brian Setzer. And how he played the guitar, this rockabilly thing, and I heard old-time rockabilly and Texas blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan, whatever. And all of a sudden, I came into Mr. Cash, and I had some vacations in Austin, Texas for 4 weeks in 2003 and 2002, I guess, yes, right. And I was going to every bar and seeing three shows a day, and I saw Red Falcon playing, and I saw Wayne Hancock in Austin. And when I came back in 2003, it was completely clear to me that I want to do something in this country thing. And because JV is like rockabilly kind of stuff and style and country, and Mr. Al is like a little rock and roll punk, and I'm a rockabilly man. So this is how it all comes together in Hank Cash. So I guess this is the reason why we just don't want to be a cover band, but try to play the songs of our idols when we play covers, and play them the way we like to, and the way we came to, and what was developing after really working hard on it. I think this might be the reason why we sound like Hank Cash today.
And so what is the kind of, is there any kind of underground music, country music scene over in Germany, or are you guys really all the influences you guys are getting is from the American underground country scene?
Yeah. I've been talking to JB about this question, and there's to be honest, there's no underground country scene in Germany, nothing at all. All the guys are listening here is country pop, like Garth Brooks, and this is country. And they, German country, in quotation marks, country bands, try to copy something like Garth Brooks or Alan Jackson, and sometimes it's really embarrassing. They all just guys as cowboys and wearing leathers on weekends, and it's completely uncool, that's what we say. So there's no country scene. So all our roots from concerning to country music are from the States. It's like Wayne Hancock or Hank Three, all the guys you had on your show, on your episodes last week and month. These are the guys we really love, and we just dig that sound, and we experience it, and we feel that sound, and that's how it comes. We don't try to copy it, but this is how we dig that style of music, and that's the reason why we play it the way we play it.
Sure, and you've sent over the tracks for the album, and that's one of the things that we kind of talked about through the email was, yes, there are cover songs, but you guys really have a unique sound, so it's not just, okay, this is Wayne Hancock's song, Highway, 54, it's you guys really put your own spin on it, and I think that's kind of what makes the difference, and that's what kind of makes it unique.
Yeah, pretty much this is the thing, because I'm not really sure if anybody knows Wayne Hancock here in Germany besides those nerds like we are, but
right.
That's the style of music we really love, how he plays it, this unique sound is, because we are all personalities, we are all... Obviously, we're a live band, and playing and recording an album was great and excellent, but we love to play live, because Johnny is a brilliant entertainer, and on stage, there's charisma, Sometimes it's pretty hard to get this on an album, and so we were spending lots of hours to think how to get this charisma and all the energy of a live show into an album. And this was the point where we were thinking about before we went in the studio. I think it's okay what we did. It's really cool. It's sometimes it's a difference. It's just a difference of playing live and being on an album, because an album is like one dimensional. This is what, what I mean. It's just different playing live and playing in the studio. And so we try to really concentrate on getting the most of possible energy into playing in studio, which was completely different from playing live. There's another energy. We're completely a live band. There's completely another interaction with the audience and everything. And so these are two worlds, playing an album and playing live.
Sure.
This is another thing.
So you got basically your first album, it's entitled Hank Cash, and
yeah.
I guess the release date would be maybe like in January.
I think we get it to Xmas. Christmas it might be here in my house.
So you do a lot of covers, like I said, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, and Wayne Hancock. But you also have three original songs on the album. One's entitled Lord Won't You Have Mercy. Another one is called Out of Gasoline, and the last one is Just Can't Get Away. What was it like writing songs for your first album, and did you feel any pressure, or were these songs kind of in your guys' repertoire for a while now?
It was no pressure at all. For us, it was clear that we didn't want to do an album with just cover songs on it, so we wanted to have own songs. The only thing was the time. Time is short, So we wanted to write own songs and original songs, and it was pretty easy to write them, actually. Johnny and me did that, and we were just having some chords and having some lines and some lyrics, and I think we wrote the songs within 2 days or something. They were completely clear. And we first played them ever while recording them. So it was just in time for the album. But it was no pressure at all. It was fun because I think it's the style we're playing. It's a mixture of country and a little rockabilly in it. And Just Can Get Away is like a smooth song. It's maybe you can compare it with I Still Miss Someone from Johnny Cash. It's with feeling in it and something. But it was no pressure at all. It was really fun, and we can do it. And we like to write more songs on our own. It was just a question of time, having three for this album. On the next album, maybe from 15 songs, we have 8 songs written by Hank Cash, something. So this is the plan for the future.
So what are some of the stressors that you had getting the album together?
Like I said before, it's a completely different thing to record an album when you're a live band. So the first thing was happening in our head, how to get energy on the tape, right? Or it was digitally recorded, but how to get it in that machine, right? And so it was a question of concentrating on what's the essence of it all. And so we went right in that studio. I think we recorded all those songs in 4 days, and we played them all live, so all instruments were played together, and to have that energy. And only thing that we did is the vocals came after that. So we first played all the instruments live into the machine, and then sang. And so I think this is the reason why there's pretty much energy on this thing. Just we were concentrating on getting that live energy on a tape. This was one of the important things. The other thing, stressing was actually nothing. Problem was also the time, because the guys that recorded us, they are friends of us, and they've been mixing us on shows, but they do mix other bands and working for clubs, so we had just to find weekends when they have time to do and we have time to do it. And so we started in August, and the mastering was finished, like, I think I wrote you an email, like, on 7th of December.
Right.
So it took like 4 months, but actually it was done in 5 days playing the songs in and like 7 or 8 days mixing and mastering. So there was nothing really stressing. The atmosphere in the studio was completely stressless, because we know that guys and they know us, and you don't have to show anybody how good you are in playing guitar. So we just came in there, we talked a little, and then we played. So that was pretty easy, actually.
What's the touring? How's it going? And are there any plans to ever come over in the States?
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing. Touring in Germany is pretty good. We have the next shows from January or February until August, I think. So we're playing like 3 shows a month. So for an explanation for all the guys listening to us, we have all jobs, and we have to study and something. So we're not into it for the money.
Sure.
We do it for fun. And this is why we produce the album on our own. And we had some offers from labels which were really bad, and we didn't want to do that, and we wanted to sound like we sound, so we did it on our own, and this is the style we go in through that whole thing. And so we have gigs in Germany, it's completely okay, and we get a little money from that, and playing in the States would be awesome. As I told you before, I've been to Austin like twice, and I have some friends over there, and one thing we plan, if it may be, it could come true as playing Continental Club or some clubs in Austin. So this is for sure a thing we want to achieve. Maybe in 2008, maybe 2009, but we sure are going to play in the States. Yeah.
So if fans want to get their hands on the new CD, which is entitled again Hank Cash, where can they get it?
Best thing is just visit us on our website, which is www.hank. cash.de or on MySpace. You find it at myspace.com/hank_cash, and you can order it via email, and we see how we get the album to you all. Maybe you can help us, Blake, or we find another way to get the album. Maybe there's a chance to download the stuff. We're just thinking of how to solve this problem, and there'll be a chance for, if anyone likes our music, there'll be a chance that he can get the music, for sure.
And that's one of the unique things about with you guys, you know, for me is being a fan of someone, a band that's overseas, and the difficulty of, you know, getting the material. But I think, you know, we've talked a little bit, and I think we're going to get that solved really easy, so people don't have to wait too long for the CD. But I'm definitely, you know, here for you guys to help you out, get them distributed. If people want to get a hold of me in regards to the CD, I'll be more than happy to point in the right way and help you out in that way.
We're definitely happy that you're going to help us. If anyone likes the music, and together we can do that. Yeah, right. This is awesome. This is your whole team is awesome. Awesome Tidal Wave. So we had so much fun listening to your shows. And this is really, we have a lot of fun, and we're completely proud to be on your show again. I must say again, because you played two songs of us earlier in your shows, and this is fantastic, you know.
Well, you know, when the first time I heard you guys, you know, it was a unique sound, and I really dig it. And you know, I remember, you know, and I don't like to compare people, you know, bands too often, but you know, I used to listen to the Stray Cats. You can hear a little Stray Cats in it. You know, the stand up bass has such an amazing click and rhythm to it, and the vocals are unique. And all three of you guys really put something really special together, and that's why, you know, I played your songs on the show, and then we lined it up to have you on the show, is because, you know, I want everybody over here to have the chance to hear you guys and have a chance to get to know you guys and get your music, just like, you know, you guys scrounge around trying to get stuff from over here. So
yeah, this is completely I can just repeat what I said. This is awesome, and you're doing a really great job. Like, I must say that. And I'm, you know, what I forget is to say a big hi, hello, and thanks from JB and from Johnny. They can't be here tonight, but I'm the one to be
staying up late.
Yeah, as I said, this is no problem. But a big hi from them to you and to all the team, and Cheyenne and Jared and all the guys who do that pretty good job at It Burns When I Pee, and the name of that is so funny. We had so much laughs when we were sending out a newsletter saying, hey, there's a podcast, a U.S. podcast called It Burns When I Pee.
There you go.
This is fantastic. I would be interested in, what is the story? How did you come to It Burns When I Pee?
Well, you know, when the buddy of mine came to me, you know, he does some podcasts, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm looking for another podcast, and you know, of course, I wanted to do it kind of about underground country, and you know, just to spread the word about music that, you know, 6 years ago I didn't have the access to these bands, you know, such as yourself, and that's why I wanted to do the podcast. He's like, well, what do you want to call it? And it was just, it is the first thing that came to my head is like, it burns when I pee. He's like, oh, I don't care what your problem is, I just want to know what you want to name it. And you know, and the big thing for me is it catches people off guard. You know, you go to iTunes or you go on the internet and you can find thousands and thousands of podcasts. And if you're scrolling down the list and you see It Burns When I Pee, it's gonna take you make you take a second look. So
exactly, it's a marketing tool.
Yeah. Again, your regular website is www.hank-cash.de. And then your MySpace is www.myspace.com/Hank_cash. And like I said, if anybody wants to get a hold of your album, they can contact you guys at either one of those, or you know, they can even send me an email and I can get them in touch with you. And we are going to play a couple of songs on the show from that album. It's been an honor to get to know you guys, and it's an honor playing your guys' music, and I thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, excellent. Thanks. We can say thank you, and thanks to all the guys listening to us, and thanks to your team, and this is awesome. Pretty proud of that.
All right, man. Thank you again. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. They gave him a slaughter at Monroe, Virginia, Sam Steve. You're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. Put it in Spencer on time. Then he turned around and said, he listened like crazy farming. He shoveled in a little more coal. Oh, and when we crawled the white oak mountain, you see how the 97 rolled. Here we go!
Lynchburg to Danville and a line on the Swimmer Gray. It was on that road when he lost his airbrake to see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade, making 9 miles per hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in a wreck with a hand on the throttle. It scalded to death by steam. Go again!
Blake, you two-timing son of a bitch, I know my wife is over there and you two are getting drunk. Oh, wait a second. Oh, never mind. This is just Baron at twangnation.com calling Blake and all his friends at It Burns When I Pee and just saying happy holidays to y'all out there and having a good one and looking forward to working with you guys in 2008. Hasta la vista.
Again, that was our good friends Hank Cash and their version of Wrecked Old 97. Again, I want to thank Handsome Cash for taking the time to be on the show. It was about 2 in the morning when we did that interview for him. If there's any bands or artists out there that want to submit their music and have it played on at Burns When I Pee, send us a message or an email. We'd love to have you guys send us some stuff, and we'll get you on the show. I wanted to remind everybody about our MySpace group at Burns When I Pee Executive Golden Shower Lounge. Go to our MySpace page. Scroll down on the left-hand side under Groups. It's the Burns When I Pee Executive Golden Lounge. It's kind of like a generic message board, so click on it. Request membership, and we'll get you on there. You can talk about anything you guys want to talk about. It's that part of the show where we give you our contact information. If you want to leave us a voicemail, give us a call at area code 309-761-4227. You got 2 minutes to leave a message. You can say hello to Cheyenne. You can tell us what you think of the show. Whatever you want to do, and we play every voicemail. So come on, people, let's get some voicemails out there. 309-761-4227. And we also have a email address at burnswhenip86@gmail.com. And of course, our MySpace is www.myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. We're going to go ahead now and play the voicemail from Chad Thompson. He was our Joe Buck trivia question winner. And then we're going to go into Long Black Veil by Lefty Frizzell. Keep it tuned here, folks. Don't push stop. And we will be back with the Hank Cash giveaway information. And also, later on in the show, It Burns When I Pee fantasy football update. I know you guys have been eagerly awaiting that. So stay tuned. And again, Chad Thompson, thank you very much for participating in the Joe Buck Trivia Contest.
So, you say you're tired of FM radio and broadcast TV? Well, so was I. At FlapDaddy.com, you can change all that yourself. On FlapDaddy.com, you can broadcast your own radio show or TV show just the way you want to. FlapDaddy.com is set up for you to create whatever show you want to broadcast, and right now there are plenty of openings for your shows. So no more excuses from you about FM radio and TV that suck. Show everyone what you can do with the power of broadcasting your own show. With FlapDaddy.com, I started my Bootleg Asylum radio show up last March to play the music I think needed to be heard. And if you don't like it, start up your own damn show at flatdata.com and show everyone what you have to offer. It's that simple. Until then, check out my Bootleg Asylum radio show every Friday night starting at midnight Eastern until 2 a.m. But right now, back to Blake, the Lovesick Blues Boy Clayton, for this very popular Section86.com podcast of It Burns When I Pee, edition number 11. And Blake, he always has his hank on.
One, two, three. Sign up on FlapDaddy.com.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Well, folks, looks like we're in segment four now, getting ready to wrap up the show. Want to go ahead and do the Hank Cash giveaway. We try to do a giveaway on every episode, and for this, we got two trivia questions. The first one is for a Hank Cash CD and a Hank Cash T-shirt. So, first question, where in Germany is the band from, and what are the three band members' names? So, send us the answer to that. Send us an email and put Hank Cash Trivia 1 in the subject line. Again, the question was, where in Germany is the band from, and what are the names of the three band members? The second question is a second chancer for everybody out there for another Hank Cash T-shirt and CD. Who is the famous guitar player that was named by Handsome Cash as one of his biggest influences? And again, you want to answer that question, send us an email, and in the subject line, put Hank Cash Trivia 2. And again, our email address, if you didn't know it already, is itburnswhenip86@gmail.com. And I want to let everybody know that we're also going to plan on doing some contests on MySpace for some more Hank Cash stuff, some more CDs and some autographed posters. So definitely go subscribe to our blog, pay attention to our bulletins, and we'll be doing some more contest here very soon on MySpace. I want to definitely give a thank you to all the websites, as usual, for their support and the show and getting the word out. TakeCountryBack.com, Twangville, which you heard a voicemail earlier in the show from Tom. That's Twangville.com. 9bullets.net, that's N-I-N-E, bullets.net. And then there's Twang Nation, my buddy Baron from Twang Nation. You heard a voicemail from him earlier as well. And I can't forget about Howard at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and that's at flapdaddy.com. Go to his MySpace and check out the times of that show. It's on Friday nights. And, of course, Bubba from the Outlaw Punk Radio Show. You know where to check him out. That's www.outlawpunk.com. And, finally, our newest pals, Smooth and Demented at KAOS Radio. Every Tuesday night between 9 and 11, you can check them out at www.kaos959.com. Again, that's Smooth and Demented. Well, everybody, I thought I'd go ahead and give you one of our final It Burns When I Pee fantasy football updates. As most of you know, we made it to the playoffs, and we won our first round game in the playoffs. But in the semifinals, one game away from the Super Bowl, we lost by 1 point to our good buddies at One Pissed Midget. And that leaves us with the best chance scenario as third place if we get a win this week. So I will update you that on the blog, which is every Tuesday we have the It Burns When I Pee press conference. Most of you are probably very grateful that the season's almost over, so you don't hear me talk about it. Now let's go ahead and get into that last Hank Cash song that I promised you. Believe me, guys, I wanted to play the whole album, but that really wouldn't be fair to Hank Cash. So this is another one of their original songs called Just Can't Get Away, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoyed Hank Cash, and hopefully you'll definitely check them out, get in touch with them, or get in touch with It Burns What I Pee about getting their CD. And I want to thank everybody again, and wish everybody a happy new year, and be safe. Don't drink and drive. It's not worth it. Call a cab. Call the pizza man. Call your mom if you have to. Anyway, goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much, and don't forget, until next year, get your Hank on.
Walking home from Joey's bar, the snow is falling down. I came closer to a home and I pray you're not around. We've got nothing left to give each other, nothing left to say. So sad, we just can't get away. I turn the kitchen light out and into bed I creep. You pretend that you don't hear me, I pretend to fall asleep. We listen to each other's breath until the break of day. So sad, we just can't get away. So bad, so sad. So sad, we just can't get away. Ah, so bad, a sugar high. Baby, so sad. So bad, you just can't go your way. Stand outside my favorite bar, my feet are soaking wet. I'm trying to make a date, oh, with every girl I met. I'll end up knocking at Linda's door, so she won't let me stay. So sad, I just can't get away. So bad, so sad. So sad, we just can't get away. Ah, so bad, a sugar honey, baby, so sad. So bad, you just can't go your way. So bad, so sad. So sad, we just can't get away. Ah, so bad, a sugar honey, baby, so sad. So bad, you just can't go your way. Oh, it's so bad, you just can't go your way. So bad, you just can't go your way. It's so bad, you just can't go your way. So bad, you just can't go your way. It's so bad, you just
folks, that is it for episode of number 11 in 2007. If you think that we are done, then you are sadly mistaken. In 2008, we're going to try our hardest to bring even more great music, interviews, and skits. We want to thank each and every one of you that have supported us in 2007. Thanks to Section86.com and Andy Hughes as well. We also like to thank Hey Cash for being on the show. Eek Labadeek. Don't forget that we are always looking for real country music to play, so if you're an artist or a band and want to get your music on the show, then let us know. We hope that y'all have a safe and wonderful new year. See you in 2008. Here is one more song for you from David Allan Coe, Song for the Year 2000.
I was reading an article in a magazine from France recently, and they was talking about David Allan Coe as a songwriter, and they were saying how my song Jack Daniels, If You Please, that I wrote in 1956, really changed country music back in the 60s. And then in the 70s, you know, Divers Do It Deeper and Take This Job and Shove It and different songs that I wrote. And this guy was saying that he was wondering what David Allan Coe would be writing by the year 2000 that would be so different and unusual than what everybody else was doing. So I call this a song for the year 2000.
Jimmy's in the closet. He thinks no one knows. He likes to wear makeup and put on women's clothes. When he tries to be a man, his feminine side shows. Jimmy's in the closet. He thinks no one knows. But it takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. In the whole world, that's one thing that I've found. Color does not matter, black or white, red or brown. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. The world go round. The world go round. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. Michael's taking hormone treatments once again. Michael's black, but Michael hates the color of his skin. Michael's getting whiter than he's ever been. Michael's taking hormone treatments once again. But it takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. Been the whole world over, and that's one thing that I've found. Color does not matter, black or white, or red or brown. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. The world go round. The world go round. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. Stella was flat-chested, she always stayed at home. Stella saved her money up and bought some silicone. Now the boys all stare at Stella's chest and they won't leave her alone. Stella saved her money up just to buy some silicone. But it takes all kinds of people to make this world go round. In the whole world over, and that's one thing that I've found. Color does not matter, black or white, or red or brown. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. The world go round. The world go round. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round.